Rob, hi. I'm Nick Beggy, and I am leader of Together for Rutland.
And this Monday night, you're calling for more support from fellow councillors to, I suppose, overturn the proposal that Rutland County Council have for increasing council tax. You think there's no need to increase it quite that much?
Yeah, we've spent a lot of time looking through the budget and the assumptions made. With budgets, there is no right or wrong answer. It just depends how you interpret those assumptions. But back in December, as a group, we said that we would look for ways to reduce the increase in council tax because cost of living is impacting everybody, not just those worst off in our society, but all of us. And I think now is the wrong time to put an extra burden on Rutland households. So effectively, we're putting forward two proposals, really. One is to increase the housing support fund to widen the number of people in Rutland that we can help who may be in difficulty. And secondly, to reduce the increase in council tax from the proposed 5% to only 3%, and that includes a 2% for adult care.
So the adult social care is still protected in that. I mean, Rutland isn't the only authority that's raising it to the maximum allowed without a public ballot. How have you managed to do it and they haven't? Are they just being too cautious?
It is about your looking at risk, looking at the assumptions, and we've looked at a lot of the assumptions, and we believe that some of them are overly prudent. And I think at this point in time, we need to really think about our residents and put them first. And we think the assumptions that we have put forward are very much achievable, and that there is the ability within the budget to allow for a reduced council tax. Not everybody will agree with that. There is no magic crystal ball. But we set ourselves up to help the people of Rutland, and that's what we will go and do. But we haven't done it without thinking about it very carefully. And if you look on our website, we have detailed in a great amount of detail how we have come to this conclusion and why we think it is possible. But as I said, there is no right or wrong answer. We have just come up with a different set of assumptions, but what we've done is we've documented how we've got there.
And in terms of the decision on this, it's Monday night and you need 14 councillors at least to vote for your proposal.
Yes, it's a majority decision. There's only four in our group, and we've sent out our proposals to all other members. We've published them on our website and on social media. But it's important that if residents do feel strongly about the level of council tax, they talk to their ward members and get their views across. They're there to represent their communities. I know all four of us have spoken a lot to our residents, and we believe this is the right thing to do, but we can't do it alone. We're just four people doing what we can to help the residents of Rutland.
And in terms of the decision on this and the support for this, I mean, you've not got long, have you? Just Monday night. So anyone listening who would like to actually talk to their ward members about this, they need to do it over the next couple of days.
Absolutely. They've got to do it very quickly. All the details are available on the Rutland County website. So find their email address, send them an email, give them a phone call. But it's important that if people do feel strongly, that their voice is heard.
So tell us about Together for Rutland, who you have actually, who has looked through these proposals, who you've used to come to this decision.
Well, the four of us in the group have been through them. We've got various experience. I've been involved in small to large businesses for over 25 years. Gordon Brown has run some of the biggest businesses in the country. And June and Paul have run their own businesses and been involved in other large businesses. So we've got a lot of experience in setting budgets, interpreting budgets, and understanding how to pick them apart and try and find out different solutions. But as I said, they're based on assumptions.
Absolutely. And in terms of decisions made at the council, you know, it tends to be the cabinet. And then obviously this is a full council one because this is a major decision for residents. Do you as a group feel excluded from the strategy for the council? And this is obviously the most immediate way to help your voice be heard a bit more.
No, I wouldn't feel on this subject we've been excluded. We've just taken a different interpretation. Our reason for existing is to help Rutland residents put residents first. And we see the pressure that a lot of people are under. The budget put forward by the council is absolutely fair based on real assumptions. We've just used different assumptions, and we've come from a different point of view of wanting not to put more pressure onto Rutland residents at a time where they simply can't afford it.
And you think that the council could bear the risk, basically?
Yes, if anybody wants to have a look at the detail of the assumptions that we've made and how we believe this is funded, it's available on our website. We've been very transparent, and we feel this is absolutely affordable through a number of different channels, reductions in contingencies, bringing forward some of the transformation projects. All the detail is there, Rob. If people want to have a look at it and question it, and we're more than happy to answer people's questions directly. We're not hiding from this. We've put our flag up and said, this is what we believe is best for the county, and this is how we've come to that conclusion.
Nick Beggy from Together for Rutland, Rutland County Councillor, thank you very much for joining us here on Rutland and Stamford Town this morning.
Cheers, Rob. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Take care.